We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and welcome to a special episode of Retail Gets Real. We're going to just take a few minutes to talk about the holiday consumer survey that the NRF conducted to kind of get a sense of what the consumer is doing, and especially over the period from Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. We're very fortunate to have my friend, my colleague, and co-host, Jen Overstreet. Hello, Jen.
Hey, Bill.
And Catherine Cullen, the Director of Industry and Consumer Insights at NRF. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Jen.
So you do this survey, and you ask a lot of questions. We've covered a lot of topics, but one of the things I want to talk to you about is charitable giving. Do you all survey that?
We do. And I think it sort of ties into this idea that, you know, this is definitely a time when people are buying things, they're looking for deals. But at the end of the day, it's driven by more than that. People, you know, are looking to buy gifts for loved ones and looking to give back. We found that most consumers, or 7 in 10, plan to do some sort of charitable giving over the holiday season.
7 in 10?
Yes.
That's very impressive.
It is. But it's interesting. Women are giving things, and men are more likely to give money. Hmm. So it depends on who you are, depending on, you know, how you plan to give back.
Do you know, like, how they're giving things, like toy drives, or, you know, sometimes retailers do, like, if you buy one, we'll give one. Is it things like that?
It's all across the spectrum. And I think, to your point, there's a lot of great options for people to give, both financially and give items and a lot of things that make it really, really easy. I've seen a lot of GoFundMes on my social media personally. So I know that that has also been driving some of this as well.
You know, it is surprising to me. I mean, I have, just when you mentioned that, I hadn't even thought about it. A lot of people, I think, you know, for their birthdays and things of that sort now, are raising money for charities. And so there is this sense of desire to give. Mm-hmm. I would think it would be really accentuated during the holiday season.
It definitely is. You know, and again, I think it ties back to, you know, this is not just a time to buy, you know, to buy for yourself. It's definitely, people are out there shopping, but it's also about spending time with your families. It's about enjoying something together with a group of people. You know, maybe you're volunteering with your family as well as shopping with them. It's about all of that, really spending time together and creating a memory.
I just said the word accentuated. Is that a real word? I'm serious.
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, you know, one of the other things, Catherine, is when people do the Christmas shopping, some people loathe it, but a lot of people really enjoy it, and it becomes a kind of a family experience. Does that hold true?
It definitely does. We particularly see it around events like Small Business Saturday, where we saw age groups who, you know, are those that tend to have children were the ones who are really, you know, planning to get out there, you know, planning to spend time with family. We also know people love to see the decorations and to, you know, carry on a tradition. For a lot of people, this is something they do every year with their families. And again, I think this is something retailers have recognized and are really using to engage consumers during this time period. They know it's not just about the sales. It's not just about, you know, checking items off your list. It's about, you know, the whole spirit of the season in total.
You know, one thing that I saw a lot of course, this is around Black Friday, but people look at Black Friday, getting up early in the morning, going to stand in line at the store to get those doorbuster, you know, sales. That's a huge thing. That continues, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, we definitely see that for a large chunk of people, that's a tradition. You know, maybe it's not even about finding the best deal. It's about something you've always done with your family. But we see retailers, you know, some retailers open early, some hold off. It all depends on what's right for their consumer and what's right for their business.
The tradition point is true for my family too. Or, well, it's my husband's family. And that was a tradition I had to get used to. But it's something that they look forward to. And it is a family experience. And it's, you know, like Santa's there and there's events and there's just, it's like a communal experience that's sort of signals the start of the holiday for them.
My tradition is sleeping in on Black Friday.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you know, I think it's what's important about it is people are trying to diminish Black Friday, its importance, things of that sort. I totally disagree with that, and I think that your survey results bear out that it is a traditional start, an emotional start to the holiday season. And Black Friday will always be a special day for a lot of people. Well, Catherine, thank you very much. And if people want to learn more about this subject, where do they go?
They can go to nrf.com and check out the holiday headquarters to learn more about this and everything else we're putting out around the holidays.
And we're going to post more information about this at retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. Stick around, Catherine. We've got another subject we'd like to cover with you if we could.